This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We have a special guest in the studio live with us now. It's Sunanda. Hello.
Hey.
Woo.
Good
Welcome
morning,
to
guys.
The show.
Thank you.
I'm very interested. You've given me some comps to see this production of yours at the Butterfly Club.
Because you're special.
Because I'm special.
Oh, yeah,
and I love the title. Look, I might take you, Ando. Maybe
Ando,
I'll treat you, depending on how this goes. Your show's called How Gay Am I? And it's about your coming out story, how you came out to your conservative Indian parents, and you've
That's
got
right.
multiple characters in the show that get gayer and gayer. Your words. I love that. Tell me more about how you came up with the concept.
Well, I actually did a 20-25 minute version like several years ago when I came out to my extended family, and it was how I came out to my extended family. Yeah. Because I guess I have too much of a dramatic Bollywood flair to not reveal my homosexuality on stage.
So you came out on stage?
Yeah, I came out to my parents, and you'll hear that story in the show, but then they were like, don't tell anybody else. And I was like, everyone's going to see it in my wardrobe.
We enjoyed the song and dance you just put on, but keep it for us. Don't go out
yeah,
and
exactly.
tell anyone.
But yeah, it. But then like 2 years later, I was like, I can't keep it a secret anymore. So I invited a bunch of cousins to like a comedy club in Bangkok. And I was like, just come. Don't ask me what it's about. It's going to cost you blah, blah, blah. That's
it's
right.
Cost
I charged.
You. Wow, you charged for your coming
I charged.
Out.
I am so a great. Capitalist through and through.
How to make money from. But you did go 2 years without telling anyone for your parents. And how were your parents after that 2 years sort of by the time you did? No better?
No. And then I had to re-come out to them 2 years
what do you mean?
Ago. Like 5 years after I initially told them, because I started seeing my now girlfriend.
Yeah.
And they're like, where are you every night? And I'm like, I'm going on dates. That's what humans do when they want to, you know, bang. Yeah. Make babies.
It's like
I wanted to make a baby with another girl.
You went and had to teach them about the birds and the bees as well. You should have charged for that too.
I think I do. I do. They still pay for everything.
That's what they said when they called us in earlier today. Yeah. They're still paying.
Yeah.
And you moved overseas for your girlfriend, is what I've heard.
Yes, that's what I did, because there's
recently?
No other chance at finding love.
Hey, don't put yourself down. That's our job.
Thank you. Thank you.
So where have you moved to?
Just here in Brunswick East.
And before that, where were
we'll
you?
We'll not give my street address.
Oh, we wanted the specific number.
Well.
Yeah. Where
America,
were you before then?
Before that, I was living in Bangkok for a little brief moment where I grew up. And then before that, Los Angeles. Before that, New York. And before that, Bangkok.
Amazing. And you're credited with being a producer on, is it an episode of Broad City or many episodes?
Yeah, an episode of Broad City. It was their webisode, their finale webisode, actually, that where they met Amy Poehler.
Oh, amazing.
And,
I love Amy Poehler.
She's amazing. She's great. She's a small woman, but packs a punch.
You got to meet her?
Like a real, actual punch. No, I'm kidding. She never hit me.
Oh. You wish.
This exclusive, Amy Poehler never hit me.
Yeah, so tell me more about how you found making the show, because does it bring up some of those kind of, you know, difficult feelings that it might when you're coming up with a show that's quite cathartic?
So I think for me it was because comedy is my go-to. I just want to make people laugh. So actually coming up with this show, there are moments where, you know, I get really introspective or sad and deep and almost cry. And that was hard for me to be that vulnerable. But I think that was the main challenge in this show. Because I was like, I know I can be funny. I know I can like fart out of my face, you know, and people will laugh. But can I keep it real?
And do you reckon that's a bit, when you are truly vulnerable on stage, that's the bit that the audience just goes, because it grabs them?
Yeah, and I think that's the only reason people like me.
We love self-deprecation here, though. We love it in Australia. You'll also be doing a new comedy show, a new comedy lineup that I'm producing. It's going to be at Trades Hall at Common Rooms.
Lemon Comedy.
Yeah. Have you heard about it before I invited you on?
No.
No. Well, that's okay. You're going to learn all about it.
Can't wait.
Yeah, the first debut show is on February the 11th, and it's all about inclusivity. So we've got people from lots of different cultures. We've got a headliner, a Logie winner, who we might have had on the show last week, but I'm not allowed to say who it is, according to his management. But, yeah, you'll be doing... What kind of things will you be doing? Are you going to show us some characters?
Yeah, I'll probably be doing stand-up. Yeah, I have a new bit I really, really want to do. That's all I can say. So I have secrets too.
Hey, very nice. If people want to find out more information about your upcoming shows and where to go, where should they visit?
Check out You Know Sunanda on Instagram. That's YOUKNOWSUNANDA on Instagram, on Facebook. It's basically the same handle everywhere. And I'm on Twitter too, but who cares about Twitter?
God, that's how I feel.
On Facebook and Twitter. Hey, we'll also post the details up on the Annie and Ando Instagram page. You know what, Sunanda, thank you so much for joining the Annie and Ando show this morning. It's been really nice chatting to you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.